Hello, Boo Buddies. Just replying in a kind of a way to what Simon Toon asked a couple of boos ago now. He was asking about the iPhone 4 antenna issue. If you've got any interest at all in technology, you can't have failed to notice there's been a bit of a furore over the iPhone 4 and its antenna problems. It is alleged, and I have proven it, I can do it on my phone, that if you hold the iPhone 4 in your hand, then touching the aerial, which is on the outside of the phone, causes the signal to drop, which it absolutely positively does. I was very interested, by the way, to see the guy, the RF engineer that was on Twit this week, talking about how that works and what's going on there. And a lot of people seem to be talking about the problem as though it's a problem shorting the one of the aerial pieces to another aerial piece, and you know that you're sort of touching the plastic line between the two aerials, shorts one to the other and makes the signal go away. Apparently, according to this engineer guy, that isn't the way it works at all. Apparently what's happening is that if you put your hand too close to the aerial, and we're talking, you know, within like a millimeter or so here, your hand actually kind of acts as a capacitor, and it sort of soaks up the radio waves in a way that stops them being, you know, transmitting so far. So in a way, it's a capacitor rather than an electrical contact. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. But what I think is really interesting, and I mean, let's just skip over the fact that it is an absolute shambles of a mistake for Apple to make. It's deeply embarrassing for them. It's a perfect example of how they allow form to go ahead of function. They don't usually make errors quite this large, though. So, you know, I think it's clear that this was a genuine mistake, but it is still very embarrassing, and I think Apple really should be a lot more contrite about it. And that's the point I'm going to make, really, is the lack of contrition, the lack of apology, or even admitting there's any kind of problem. When somebody emailed him, Steve Jobs' reaction was, "Well, don't hold it like that then." To which I can only reply, "What? In my hand? How am I supposed to hold it?" I mean, that's just a ridiculous reply. And of course, once Steve Jobs has said it, it's got to become, you know, the company line, because the man at the top said it, and then nobody's going to say, we wish Steve hadn't said that. So what's Apple's response? Well, first of all, they said they thought they could fix it in software, which was pretty hard to believe. And it turns out that their software fix is for them to, a few days later, turn around and say, we were shocked to discover that the algorithm we were using to display the number of bars was wrong. And essentially, to cut a long story short, they're now going to show less bars, which seems to me that they've been caught in a lie, essentially. What they appear to have done is written the software so that it showed more bars than it should, presumably in order to head off the reputation that the iPhone, previous iPhones had for not having a great signal. And so they've tweaked the software so that it shows more bars, even though there's no more signal. And I think that's, you know, equally shameful. And so what their software fix entails is changing it so that it shows less bars generally, so that when you touch the aerial, the bars go down less. It's just one cock-up after another, this, isn't it, really? Here's an idea. Why don't you give people the bumper that you sell that actually fixes the problem? So this is the answer to Simon's question. Does the bumper help with the aerial attenuation problem? Yes, it does. I have got one of the £30 Apple bumpers, which, by the way, is an extortionate price, typical Apple. Yes, it does stop you from having signal attenuation problems. It works beautifully. By the way, so does one of those rubber charity wristbands. You can put one of those around your phone. Works equally well. And on a totally separate note, Simon, please, please give up the Wii rule. And please don't send me any more invitations. I might accidentally accept one day. And I don't want that much of my time gone away. I'm trying desperately to avoid installing Wii rule, but there's only so long I can hold out. So, there you go. Anyway, right, I'm off. Catch you guys later. Bye-bye.